Back on September 12th, about 100 Western New Yorkers gathered at Canalside in the Buffalo Harbor. There, on that bright sunny day, emerging from the trees, rounding the bend from Lake Erie, was a reconstruction of the historic tall ship, the Brig Niagara.
Most of the battles are fought along the St. Lawrence and the Great Lakes region.
Historian Douglas DeCroix of Western New York Heritage Press.
The Great Lakes, the water highway into the heart of the continent, was really the most viable transportation route from the Atlantic seaboard into the heart of the heart of North America.
The Niagara was the victory flagship for Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry in the War of 1812. Guiding the Niagara into Buffalo last September was Senior Captain Walter Ripka.
The Niagara was responsible for carrying Perry to victory at the Battle of Lake Erie, September 10th, 1813.
Perry transferred to the Niagara from another ship that was damaged. It was on the newly designated flagship Niagara that Perry proclaimed, "We have met the enemy and they are ours." His personal battle flag read, "Don't give up the ship." But what ships were these?
You couldn't bring Atlantic seagoing vessels into the lakes and have them operate. And particularly Lake Erie, we couldn't get them around Niagara Falls.
So both sides had to build new ships on the shores of the lakes themselves.
You had to build your navy on these inland seas, as it were, to try to build a bigger fleet and then to try to gain superiority on the lakes.
In the end, 9 American ships defeated 6 ships of the British Navy. The Americans controlled Lake Erie for the rest of the war. On the land, the Americans burned York, now Toronto, and Newark, now Niagara, on the lake. The British and Canadians retaliated,
burning essentially the entire American side of the Niagara frontier, starting at Fort Niagara and Youngstown and working their way down to Buffalo by the end of the year.
In 1814, the British burned the White House, the Capitol building, the Library of Congress. They bombarded Fort McHenry in Baltimore, where Francis Scott Key wrote, "Oh, say can you see what so proudly we hail?" And later set to the tune of an English drinking song called "To Anacreon in Heaven."
To Anacreon in heaven, where he sat in full glee.
It became our national anthem in 1931.
That 15-star flag, that's the one that the national anthem is about.
On Columbia Drive in Williamsville, Amhersttown historian David Sherman points out the 15-star flag he flies from his house.
My goal is to have every public building in Buffalo and Erie County fly the 15-star flag December 30th, 2013. The 200th anniversary of the day that the British burned Buffalo.
Regarding the naval battles on the Great Lakes, Captain Walter Ripka of the rebuilt Brig Niagara in Buffalo says it sent a message to world powers that the infant nation in North America was a force to be reckoned with.
We fought to get Britain to take us seriously, and in the end, they did, and we learned to take ourselves seriously.
Still to come, how Canadians view the war as we mark this bicentennial of the War of 1812. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.